It's Thursday, the 20th? 20th of August? Yes, Thursday 20th August, 8 a.m. And it's a lovely morning. Not a beautiful morning like yesterday, but a lovely morning. It's a very high altitude, broken up cloud, but I have to say, moving very quickly indeed across the skies, south, west to northeast. Really fast. And yet, there's not a breath down here at ground level. Yes. You are correct, Paul. Paul Freeman tweeted me the other day there. Paul stays in the same town here. He's an Englishman from Scotland. What's it Benny Goldbach saying about being an American in Ireland? What is it he says? Oh God, I can't remember now. But anyway, Paul's an Englishman. Scotland. And he tweeted me about the frequency of those jets leaving Edinburgh Airport. About every minute. Yes, Paul, you're right, because I actually let one go off. You can't say that. You can't say you let one go off. I waited till one had passed when I stepped out the back door there before starting recording, and then within a minute that was another one. So you're absolutely correct, Paul. Oh dear God. One a minute. Yeah. One born every minute, that's another saying, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, so what was I talking about? The weather is nice. It is nice. Very, very calm down here. Very mild, though not warm again. And I never did get the grass cut yesterday, and the lawnmower's sitting there staring at me, saying, well, you brought me out yesterday and then abandoned me. Only takes 2 minutes. Goodness grief. Things just got caught up yesterday, or caught up with me, or I got caught up with them. Productive-wise, doing loads of things yesterday. But obviously not cutting the grass. So, maybe get it cut today. Had a reasonably good sleep last night. I checked with my app and apparently I had four, not three or two, but four episodes of deep sleep. I really have to dissect that and see if am I getting more deep sleep or is it just more broken up deep sleep. Well, wait a minute, it actually tells you how much deep sleep you got each night. So there you go, I'll go back in and look. But anyway, I'm feeling okay this morning. Feeling okay. Ready to go, rearing to go. Where? Oh, yes. The docks. I have an appointment for the docks at 8:50 a.m. Got it wrong again. Told my wife and put it in my calendar 2 weeks ago that it was yesterday, Wednesday, at 9 a.m. Something just made me double check with the surgery, and it was Thursday 20th at 8:50 a.m. Doesn't surprise me. I get so many things wrong and forget so many things. Went up this town yesterday, my wife gave me a short list, 4 things to do. One was for myself. I came back having only done 3. Got a row. As in that. What do you call it, chastisement? Yeah. You were only sent out for 4 things. How can you not remember just 4 things? I think she's getting frustrated at my memory, or my lucky memory. I think that's what it is. It's not good. frustrated at me. She's just frustrated at me all the time. Which was more frustrated at my memory, my poor memory. So this morning, when I took the towel off the... She keeps saying to me, you see, tell me things, tell me, and I'll remind you, just tell me. And whenever you think of something that needs to be done or whatever, tell me and I'll remind you. So this morning, I took the towel down off the towel hook in the ensuite shower room. I noticed it was rattling a bit. Not the towel, but the hook. And I thought, I need to remember to tighten that hook up. It's just a wee screw. I know how to do it. I should. It was me to put everything in. So while I was drying myself, I thought, you'll forget. And of course, the other half was saying, no, I won't. But I really, deep inside, I knew I'd forget. So when I stepped out to put my clothes on, I shouted through for her to remind me. Okay, I'll remind you. Sounds like a wee bit like Cortana. Okay, Mac, I'll remind you to tighten up the towel hook in the ensuite. Which time would you like me to remind you? Which day? Well, needs to be done today because of a funny feeling it may just fall off and crash down on my wife's toes in the morning. Because she gets showered first. So, back to the doc's appointment. 2 weeks ago, I requested a blood test for it. Is it PSA, ESA? Oh my God, PSA? I don't know. I keep forgetting, obviously. It's blood count relative to prostate cancer. I've not got prostate, at least up to now I've not got prostate cancer. Just enlarged one. Something made me think, well, the last time I went for about 2 years and the surgery or the hospital didn't inform me to come for a regular blood check, so this time I thought I'll take it in my own hands and I shall ask for one. So I got one taken, and about 10 days ago, it must have been over 2 weeks then, 10 days ago, I got a phone call from Dr. Surgery to say, make an appointment to see the doc regarding the blood test. So I thought, well, probably want to see me fairly soon, but no. He gave me an appointment for 2 weeks away, which is today. So I'm curious. It may just be, look, there's a slight elevation in your levels, or something will change your medication, or... Well, I could speculate here forever. I'll just wait and see what they say at 8:50 a.m. Assuming I get taken at 8:50 a.m. But hey-ho. So, one way or another, I'm glad I forced the issue about getting another blood test taken. Whether or not I'm feeling okay, I'm feeling quite fit. I'm drinking loads and loads of water. I'm up to about 6 glasses of cold water a day now, and I'm doing more exercise, as in i.e. much more walking, doing some on the spot exercises. I always did do exercises, but I've added more, and I'm feeling the benefit of it, absolutely feeling it, mentally and physically, of course. I'm feeling the benefit, and I think the water's having a great effect on me. Yes, I'm pretty sure. It's having an effect on me mentally, I believe. Either that or it's sealed. Oh God, what's the expression? Oh no, can't remember. When they give you something, but it's not really something, but you believe it's something, so you feel better. Lord, cry out to me. Forget it, it's gone. I can't get it. Anyway, that effect. Either way, I seem to be feeling much better mentally. More alert. I'm not sure about my memory. Maybe that'll take a lot more water, a lot more time. Other than that, Mrs. Blackbird's turned up. She's looking at me through below the spire. She's looking far nicer now. I guess she's got through the worst of the mole. I haven't seen her for days. Seen the cock, Mr. Blackbird. He's been there. Fledgings have been there. She's been absent. I thought she might be sitting on eggs, but actually she might still be sitting on eggs, and he's there just now till she gets a bite to eat. But she's certainly looking far better.